Good morning, everyone. Can y'all hear me okay? I have kind of a teacher voice, so it should project well enough. I am so glad to be here. I have never been to TLC before, so I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to meet all of you. We're going to start with a little visualization, so use your imagination for a second and listen to the words that I'm saying so you can really understand the visual we're trying to get to. All right, so you're standing at the intersection of hovering mountain ranges on either side of you, and you're in a valley that's lush and emerald. The grass is so thick underneath your feet, it is almost spongy, yet you are firmly planted. Your eyes flitter up slightly. In the view straight ahead, the rich grasses slowly transition to rough rocks, spotted with grass reminiscent of wheat, which fades then into a golden sand, which then meets the vast, glassy sea. The contrast of the towering mountains on either side of you and the flat, mirrored sea in front of you is peaceful. The stillness brings you comfort. You are alone, yet the beauty of your surroundings is comforting to you. After a few moments, however, that stillness is chipped away. The wind picks up, first gently blowing the grasses, then soon violently whipping them. The ocean ahead becomes choppy. The sands blow in your face. The ground begins to tremble slightly. Small rocks start to tumble down the mountainside. Then more trembling and more shaking until soon the earth around you begins to split open and large portions of the now ominous mountaintops are ripped from their resting place and thrown into the violent sea. Within a few more minutes, that picturesque scene you found yourself in at the beginning is destroyed. You had not a bit of control over any of it. Perhaps you screamed. Perhaps you clawed into what stable ground you could find to stabilize yourself. Maybe you cried out for help, but you felt no one heard you. You don't understand the upheaval you just witnessed. The peace within yourself and your surroundings has been chipped away like the mountaintops. You are left feeling out of control, alone, and every sense of normalcy has been taken from you. Every single person in this room deals with some level of extreme difficulty at some point in their life. Perhaps the last 2 years have been that for you. Perhaps you've had a time in your life in which the mountains you took comfort in have crumbled in some way. Maybe you didn't know what to do. Maybe you screamed. Maybe you clawed for normalcy. Maybe you felt extremely alone. Maybe you felt like you had no control. Turn to Psalm 46 with me for a moment. Keep that visual in your mind as we go through this. You know, in those moments when the earth breaks open and the mountains crumble and the sea swallows them up, we are not alone. The Lord does allow our circumstances here on earth to change. Those mountains do crumble. The ground right underneath us sometimes splits open. But he is our refuge. Verse 1. He is a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Verse 5, he is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. And then in verse 10, he tells us to be still and know that he is God and that he will be exalted. You know, he hears our screams and sees our grasping for control, and he commands us to be still and remember who is in control. He tells us to remember our priorities and our purpose here on earth. And then verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's go back to that visual in the beginning, the one where the once, you know, really peaceful valley is now desolate, and we don't know how to go on, and we feel so alone. Put yourself back there for a moment. In that valley that was once lush and now desolate, you felt completely alone. But the truth is, maybe you didn't turn around. Behind you, the Lord stands with open arms, ready to protect and provide for you, ready to comfort you, ready to receive that little child that lost their way and became really, really scared. He is our refuge. He is our present help. He is our fortress. We need to be still. There are two things that are certain in this life. God is sovereign, and we are not. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 says that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. We don't understand everything, even though we might try to. But we can rest assured that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we do not have to fear, because our shepherd is with us, and his rod and his staff comfort us. It's about to be the two-year mark next week that a dear friend of mine and a sister in Christ went on to her reward. When we first became friends, it was kind of because she was unexpectedly widowed about 5 years ago, and her world was turned upside down. I drew a little 4x6 print for her that quoted Psalm 46, the beginning part about the mountains and the sea, because she knew what it was like for the earth to give way underneath her. It stayed on our kitchen counter, framed, until she passed. When I was looking for a particular scripture that I thought might give her some comfort, I just kept coming back to Psalm 46. Little does she know that this scripture has helped me through many difficult days since, including her passing. We all have a circumstance or two that comes to mind when we begin to discuss the destruction of that really peaceful visual that we started with. And I pray that this inspired psalm helps carry you through those times like it has helped carry me. May we always remember to lean on the Lord's providence, his wisdom, his incredible deep love for us, his mercy, his unfathomable power, knowing that he is our supreme Lord and Father. Our peace should not be found in our circumstances when they are picturesque and pleasant, like that valley visual we started with, but always in the living God that has his arms outreached toward us, if we will just be still. Thank you.